A Wet Walk in the Forest, narrated by Alexandra Anderson, Forkipedo in collaboration with Saga. The Mountain Hike by Julia. The mist had settled below us. Having fought our way through the dense thicket and climbed at times, it was good to finally sit down on a mossy stone looking out and down below. There wasn't that much to see. The city down below was completely hidden, and the mountains around us were also beginning to disappear amid the fog. Roger heaved his rucksack off and bent down to find the chocolate. "Oh, the view's way better now," I say, and grinned at the lovely tight ass that I would have loved to have patted if I'd been close enough. Roger flirted. "Anything for you, Julia?" "Anything?" I asked mischievously. The mist had crept even higher now, encircling us like a soft white blanket. You couldn't see any of the other mountain tops now. Now Roger knew what I was thinking about, and he began to shake his head. "What if the mist eases up? I know you fantasize about sex outdoors, but you can't seriously be suggesting we should do it on the top of a mountain. I won't even get an erection up here." "Really?" I said, pulling off my trousers. My swollen pussy lips glowed dark red at him. I splayed them apart with my fingers and showed him just how ready I was. I pulled off my jacket and put it between a couple of rocks. I moved my bare ass over it, and then I looked seductively at the man I loved. "Maybe we could have a quickie," I said in my most innocent voice. Roger smiled, took a few steps closer, and let me pull off his trousers, revealing 18 stiff, ready, and willing centimeters of cock. Roger got down on his knees and quickly got into position between my legs. His stiff manhood slipped easily inside me. Quickly, and at an even tempo, he started pumping inside me. He completely filled my wet pussy every time. My hands massaged his powerful shoulders. He squeezed my tiny firm breasts with his right hand. "I think we'll definitely fuck our way to some blue sky," I said, lying down on my back, taking in the beautiful blue color which was coming into view behind Roger's dark head. "We're fucking more than that into existence, love," he said, nodding to the left where the mountain tops were now almost visible. Roger started to push harder and put his finger on my stiff clit. To begin with, he played lightly with it before pressing down firmly. The effect was enormous. My well-trained muscles began to rhythmically contract around my lover's battering ram. The tempo increased even more, and then he also came. Thrusting against him, I milked him empty as usual. As we got dressed, we could see the town and the mountains. He put his arm around me and looked at me with a sparkle in his eye. He clearly didn't care if anyone had seen us. "Time to go back to the cabin, Julia." The tone of his voice promised more great memories from this autumnal day. Here ends A Mountain Hike. A Cabin Trip in the Easter Sunshine by B. Auslander. They lay in the sun on the terrace. The cabin was in a secluded spot.